Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with top Ukrainian officials in Kiev today, his visit coinciding with increased tensions between Ukraine and Russia, tensions which simmered during 7 years of fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists in the eastern part of the country, but tensions that rose again after a recent Russian troop buildup on the border. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins us. And Michelle, just the purpose of this trip by Secretary Blinken to Ukraine, what is it?
Well, in some ways, it was just to get back to normal business with Ukraine. Remember, Robin, this is a country that was at the center of Trump's first impeachment. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was trying to dig up dirt about Joe Biden's son, who was on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. And Ukraine became this hot button political issue. So Secretary Blinken is trying to take Ukraine out of politics, return to normal business. In fact, he told the embassy staff that politics stop at the C Street door. That's the entrance to the State Department. Mm-hmm. And Ukraine's president is also hoping that's true. He said today that he doesn't want to relive the past. Let bygones be bygones, he said.
Well, but I imagine President Putin is paying attention, you know, in mm-hmm. Russia. Is this a trip to send a message?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Biden is planning to meet with Putin. Blinken is trying to reassure Ukrainians that the Biden administration is taking their concerns into account. The U.S. does not recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea. It wants Russia to stop stirring up the conflict in eastern Ukraine. And Blinken told Ukrainian TV journalists today that, this is a quote of him, "We will never do anything about you without you."
Hmm. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, you know, people thought Russia was going to invade Ukraine with tens of thousands of troops massed along the Russian border with Ukraine. And we saw the tunnels, you know, that forces were in. What happened?
Well, Russia has pulled back, but not entirely. So here's how Blinken put it today.
Russia has pulled back some forces, but significant forces remain at Ukraine's border. And so Russia has the capacity on fairly short notice to take aggressive action if it so chooses. And so we are watching this very, very carefully.
So he called on Russia to cease what he called reckless and aggressive actions. He also thanked Ukraine for showing restraint. You know, this is a war that's really in the middle of Europe. So resolving this is a big test, not just for the U.S., but also for the Europeans.
Well, speaking of which, Ukraine wants to join NATO. Russia, of course, doesn't want them to. So how realistic is NATO membership for Ukraine?
Probably not very, as long as, part of Ukraine's territory is occupied, you know, Crimea and eastern Ukraine. But the State Department said that Blinken did discuss enhanced cooperation with NATO. That's partly as a deterrent to Russia. And Blinken himself said they're keeping the door open to Ukraine. But again, this is mostly aspirational and kind of to encourage pro-Western reformers in Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, you only have a few seconds. It's unfair to you. But what is, you know, your sense of the Biden State Department?
Well, I think they're trying to get back to normal business, working with partners, working with allies. And, you know, this Ukraine trip was part of that.
We'll talk to you more about that. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thank you.
Sure thing.